Britain has voted to leave the European Union and the global financial market is stunned. African countries which have closed trade relations are also uncertain of what Brexit would mean in the long run. And one of these countries is Kenya, where DW correspondent Edith Kimani has been following developments. Edith, what has been the reaction in Kenya to Brexit?
Well, the reaction so far is quite slow because the decision obviously came quite early on when people had still not started their day. But it's likely that we're going to see as the day continues and as we see the markets unfold that there's going to be more clear reactions. But of course, the fears that were felt previously are now coming to fruition, the dropping of the pound, and we expect to see the strengthening of the dollar in the coming days, which of course could put quite a bit of strain on the Kenya shilling.
On the Kenyan shilling, what would be the impact of Brexit, do you think, on the Kenyan currency?
Well, just to reiterate what I just touched on, the tumbling of the pound could lead to a strengthened dollar. And because Kenya, like most countries in sub-Saharan Africa, trade globally using the dollar, then it means that a stronger dollar could mean a weaker Kenya shilling. Weaker Kenya shilling is obviously not good for any economy. No economy wants their local currency to be beaten up by any other global ones. And so there's a risk that we might see inflation in the coming days, an increase in food prices, which of course puts strain on the economy.
And what sectors of the Kenyan economy would be hardest hit by Brexit?
Certainly horticulture. I mean, the UK is a huge consumer of Kenya's horticultural products. And yes, they have been trading under the EU umbrella. And so their exit from the European Union casts doubt as to whether or not the volumes will be consumed in the number that they have previously. And this obviously puts a lot of doubt between that relationship between Kenya and the UK.
And was there any contingency plans by the Kenyan government in the case of a Brexit, which has now come to pass?
It was anticipated that the pound would weaken almost immediately in the event of a Brexit vote. But the Kenya Central Bank governor, Patrick Njoroge, had said that in the event that this happens, Kenya will be okay, given that our foreign currency reserve is one in dollars, and two, that we have enough reserves in our coffers to sustain us for a considerable amount of time, so up to 4 months, he said. But of course, Kenya is not going to be safe from any global economic shocks that come from this.
Kenya is a former colony of Britain. How will Brexit affect Kenya's relations with Britain?
Right now, there's uncertainty over what the new policy will be in the UK. David Cameron has been known to lead what is relatively a conservative government, and his viewpoint on Africa has been well known. The concern right now is what happens with the new administration? What will their policy position be with Africa with regard to trade? And will this affect the longstanding, not just social and political relationship, but economic relationship between Kenya and the UK?